Com. Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want here. Toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. Tonight in studio, Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We're going to go right back into your phone calls. Then coming up, the latest on the Satanic Temple. We talked about them a few weeks ago where it was proposing a statue for the Oklahoma State Capitol. Outside of the Capitol, they had placed, some Christian church group had placed a $10,000 monument to the Ten Commandments. So the Satanic Temple, which is a New York-based church, has stepped in to say that, well, if you're going to do it for one religion, you should be able to do it for them all. You should allow us to place a statue out in front of the State House in Oklahoma, and we'll tell you about what they've proposed here in a few moments. Dave is on the line, however, to start out the hour, listening in California. Dave, you're actually listening to us on the radio, KGOE?
Well, I should tell you, I'm such a big fan of your show. The notion of free talk on radio to me is that, you know, it's paramount to getting our country together. And I've been getting KGOE to experiment with the idea of picking up a few hours on the program, and they were trying it just the last couple of days because I'm making cuts in another show. So
that is exciting. I appreciate knowing about that. I'll be sure to give the program director a call tomorrow and thank him for it. So, Dave, what did you want to share tonight?
Well, my thing is that we have our biases. People that call your show have biases, and you have your biases.
So sure do.
Yep, that's for sure.
So are you allowing open discussion? See, in a case like mine right now, if I get left on hold 20, 25 minutes, and then literally you've just lost the KGOE because they're just experimenting a short time, that's not good. My view, you know, I think, let's say you guys, I think for the most part you want to believe that the free enterprise system contains the kinds of checks and balances that should keep it pretty much on the right track and correcting its faults. And I think I want to believe that government should do the same. However, they don't, and not often. There's times when corruption can infiltrate either system. And then the worst case scenario is where you get corrupt corporations in bed with corrupt politicians.
And that, which almost always happens. I mean, that's not like an occasional oopsie, oh, look, somebody bad got in. That's the system. I mean, that's how it works. And so, as you pointed out, those are two modes of operation. But keep in mind that when you're dealing with corrupt politicians, what you're dealing with is a situation where you're forced to pay for their corruption because they, you know, collect tax dollars at the threat of violence. Whereas if you've got a corrupt government, a corrupt company, then you can opt out. As long as there's no government that is forcing you to do business with that company, the company itself is generally not forcing people. The company does not have men with guns that will come around and threaten you. So ultimately, if you don't like the way a company is doing business, you can just not buy their products, or you can go further and encourage your friends to not buy their products, or encourage total strangers to not buy their products, and then you can boycott them to some level of success or enter into business to compete with them. But with governments, you just have to pay for what they want you to pay for, and if that's paying for their buddies in corporate industry to get rich, that's what it means.
I would like to add something, and it's right along the same line. The greater community, the wider community, thinks it's totally normal for government agents to seize you, to seize a person's body, to seize that person and place them, in a cage usually. And a McDonald's or a Walmart or most of your private businesses, that would be crazy for them to do that, and nobody would accept that.
No, but they can buy off elected officials who will act to their special interest.
And yes, they can.
And that does indeed happen. And so now we find ourselves in a situation where free enterprise systems, corrupt bureaucracies, own our voting system. And that is scary. And so now we only get to elect, we only get to choose between people that are willing to play ball with a corrupt bureaucracy. We come down with really honorable people don't get any kind of a chance. They're screened out in the primaries, and then we have to choose which wacko are we going to have to choose between. And that's
it seems
bad,
jaded, you know? But, I mean, anybody who pays attention knows that that's the truth. What you're saying is absolutely the case. And it,
well,
I think once
democracy is dead. You know, we got to do something about that.
Well, I don't really care about democracy, and that's one point we'll probably disagree on, because I don't believe that it's okay for 51% of the people to tell 49% of the people what to do.
I don't either, but I don't think it's unfair.
Isn't that the definition of democracy?
Tell 99% what they're going to have to live with.
Agreed, and I think that what democracy does is it knocks the very rough edges off of autocracy, but there's still plenty of tyranny that can occur under a democracy too. I mean, black people were owned in this country under the same democracy or republic or whatever one wishes to call it. I think it's just a parsing of terms. So that's really one of the difficulties. And the more human rights that we can support, the better. And I'm for whatever way we'll do that, but it seems to me that some kind of system for upholding personal liberties is the best way.
Well, you know, it's got to be something that balances and works. We've got to be able to hold bureaucracies accountable. If
that I agree with. I think that one of the ways we can do that is by withholding the money from those bureaucracies. If people did not feel like they were obligated to pay based on the threat of violence, then the bureaucracies would change how they behave. If, for instance, the police department knew that they couldn't just be guaranteed to get money from people every single year, no matter how abusive and how horrible they treat people, if they knew that if they were being abusive towards people, that the funding would dry up the next year because people would be upset in the community, then they might behave differently towards members of that community. But right now, the police know, no matter how nasty their officers are, no matter how many tickets they write, no matter how awful they behave towards people, they'll keep getting the same budgets or larger budgets year after year after year. So they have no incentive to do the right thing. They have no incentive for accountability. And the only thing that I think is going to change is that if people finally say, you know what, that's it. We're just going to withhold the money from these people. We're going to take the money that we would have given the police and give it to a local neighborhood watch group or something like that, somebody else who's actually doing something of value.
Well, you made one comment that's clearly going to call for some serious explanation, and that is if you say, I'm not sure that I really believe in democracy, because that is where people, if they have an honest system, can vote to put people in that will act in their best interest. And if
but that's not always true.
Well, Dave, okay, so I'm I live in one of the purest democracies that is alive in the world today, the New England Town Meeting. And it's amazing how many times I sit in this town meeting, and this is where you don't have blind balloting, you have open balloting, where people raise their hand, aye, nay, that kind of thing. And it's incredible how many of these measures will pass, budget measures will pass in the town, without one person besides me, saying nay. It's like a... It's more of a study in human behavior than it is a direct democracy. It's really because people don't want to step out of line. They don't want to do anything that
don't
might
break away from the group.
They won't break away from the group. So it's incredible.
But and those people are forcing their view on you, Mark. I mean, if you're the only person voting no, and all those people voting yes, they're forcing their programs on you. And Dave, who determines what's best for the community? What's best for you may not necessarily be what's best for me, and what's best for me may not be what's best for you. And I don't think that I have the right to force you to pay for the things that I think are good for you, or pay for the things that I think are good for me. And ultimately, that's what democracy breaks down to, is 51% of the people deciding how to rule over the other 49%.
No,
and I don't think that's right.
In a real democracy, and you people are speaking of it right there in New England, if you, Free Talk Live, can get up and say, this is why I feel as I do, and you can say, next, Dave, why do you disagree? And yes, people get to sit there and listen. Then it's not a democracy being dictated, it's shoved down our throat. It's us listening to opposing views and how you make sense. Or am
I? Well, if I get to opt out, then I'm fine with that. If I am not forced to participate, then it's okay with me. I don't mind the idea of democracy as long as it's got consent from the people who are participating. But if I'm forced into the situation, then I'm going to resent it. And I thank you for the call tonight, Dave. 855, 453. I don't want to force my viewpoint on anybody. If I've got a good viewpoint, I can persuade people to come on board with it. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology. Special green tea extract and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves if you want. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. 3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. Create the content there at freetalklive.com. Edit the content. Add your vote to it if you like it. And you can also take away votes if you don't like it over at freetalklive.com. And the it is there are various it's there. There's links to different things that you'll find online. Maybe it's a YouTube video or perhaps a YouTube or a news post or a blog post. Something that you can submit to our website as a link to somewhere else on the internet. You can also submit your own essay if you want to and put that up there. So go to freetalklive.com and you can create the content right there on the front page. Vote it up or down. It's all free. Again, freetalklive.com.
So you can join me in enjoying BuzzBox coffee and we can make a difference. One cup at a time. I'm looking for at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join me in giving the gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans financed by World Vision. Well, we're financing loans. It's going to go through World Vision. Free Talk Live coffee drinkers will truly change lives forever. Get the best of the best coffee, and it's the best coffee you've likely, it's among the best cups of coffee you'll have in your life. It's organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, and it will save you money over if you've got the habit of going to one of these little coffee shops and that kind of thing, because that coffee oftentimes is not organic. It's grown in a way that exposes you to pesticides, lead, herbicides, all kinds of things. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Try a pound for free and see if you agree with me that BuzzBox coffee is among the best cups of coffee that you've ever had. We'll pay you pay the shipping, we'll pay the pound. coffee.freetalklive.com.
More coming up here on the news about the Satanic Temple and their unveiling of their proposed statue for outside of the Oklahoma Capitol building. First, though, we go to your calls and thoughts. You can connect with us on Skype, as Nathan has done from Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live, and our Skype account, by the way, is lrn.fm. Nathan, go ahead.
Good evening. Am I coming in good?
Yep, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I had an interesting story about computer security to share with you guys. As you guys know, there's a difference between removal of data or deletion and erasure of data.
That's right, yeah. So normally when you delete something on your computer, basically all it does is it marks that file as deleted on the hard drive, so you can't see it in your browser or your computer's Explorer anymore, but it's still there until you fill up the hard drive enough with other stuff to where it's overwritten by something new. So that's normally what you do when you delete something, whereas if you erase it, there are certain programs you can download that will basically write data over top of randomized data over top of the old data that you wanted to get rid of. Would you say that's accurate, Nathan?
That's right. To take it a step further, what would be your inclination if you were installing, say, Windows or Linux or something onto your old hard drive, and the screen prompt suggested that it would do a format for you? Would you be inclined to believe that would be erasure or not?
I would not believe that's erasure. No
formatting. No.
I would think of it that way, as far practically that way. I would think that any data that's on there is not recoverable after it gets formatted.
Yeah, I would have thought that.
I thought that too, and I even did some research online, and I found a YouTube video where some guy appeared to do that and say, look, it's all gone. I did the full format, and it's erased. But apparently that's not the case, because I had an old computer that I was doing repairs on it, and when I was reinstalling Windows, I decided idly to run a recovery program to see what I could find. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, I found a picture of Johnny Ray sitting in the LRN.FM studios.
Oh, my Lord.
So does that mean you're taking screen caps of Johnny Ray from the webcam?
No, I think it's temporary files from the browser.
I see.
It shows the cam feed.
I thought you had an admirer there for a moment, Johnny Ray.
I can't be destroyed or formatted.
And just to double check, I created about 10,000 copies of it and then reinstalled Windows again, and the pictures were still there. So I don't know if that applies to just that particular version of Windows or if it's a general thing, but apparently if you do a full format, that does not erase your drive. And I think part of the reason I thought that is that it offers two options. It offers the quick format option, which you would think wouldn't do it, and indeed does not. And then it offers format, or sometimes it says full format.
Thanks for clearing that up tonight, man. I appreciate the call. I think it's important for people to realize that, especially if they're concerned about security. And thank you, Nathan.
Right.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So there's a program out there that is called Eraser. That's one of them. There are probably more than one program. The Eraser program is, I believe, freeware. And it will write random data multiple times over top of the section of, you know, wherever was that file was. So let's say you've got a critical business file that, you know, you don't want anybody to get, or maybe a Bitcoin wallet or your porn collection or whatever. You want to make sure there's no trace of it left. Use the Eraser program, and then it takes it a while to erase the file. Normally when you hit delete and you confirm the deletion, it's usually gone pretty quick.
It's instant.
Right. The Eraser, though, it takes it a while because you can set it up to write over it like 3 times or 10 times or 15 times. Like for the super paranoid, you can really, really write over those that space with, again, just kind of random data. That way anybody who's going to come and try to do a forensics analysis of the hard drive is not going to be able to find anything. So interesting tools there. Let's continue here. Amos is listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Hello, Amos.
Good evening, gentlemen. I just... you know, I'm a member of the League of the South, and I just was wondering, maybe sometime as a guest on your shows, sometimes you could either have Michael Hill or Michael Cushman on there from the League of the South. I think it might be an interesting guest. And
well, we generally don't do guests on Free Talk Live, but
you're welcome to call in.
You are, yeah. Right. Anybody's welcome to call in any night, including you. So tell me, what is the League of the South?
Well, it's basically a group that's wanting to establish their own freedom in that part of the country, their own self-determination. The purpose of it is not, it has anything to do at all with race.
I would think that that's one of the first things you guys come up on every time,
right,
you say that, right?
If you can look at the principles, they have an annual meeting similar to what the New Hampshire Freedom Forum.
Well, I have to say I'm already turned off. I went to their website, and they are apparently anti-gay. So
yeah,
I don't know
about that part of it. But I'm not really interested
in promoting any organization that is going to be encouraging bigotry.
Right. But it,
Be racist, but they're bigots.
In what way do they... Well, I guess you don't want to...
It says right here that the League of the South, a premier Southern nationalist organization, also disturbing that, you know, they support nationalism, supports Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty in his biblical condemnation of sodomy. Moreover, we encourage our members and supporters to boycott the A&E channel and their advertisers and blah, blah, blah.
Hold on. So one of the things about this whole sodomy thing is that you don't have to be condemning homosexuality to be saying that you interpret the Bible as saying that homosexuals are going to hell. That's a different... Those are two different things.
Are you saying they're not bigots, Mark? Because it sure as hell sounds like they are to me.
It certainly some accident.
We'll come back with more. If you've got more to say, Amos, hang on. 855-450-FREE. It sounds like he's a fan of this group. 855-450-3733. But perhaps with some reservations. And we'll get back to Amos. Your calls and thoughts. The League of the South. What do you think about them? It's Free Talk Live.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you'd like here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Our mobile site's there. You want quick access to the live streams? How about the podcast? You can just go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. You can get those things for free.
Go to bitcoinstore.com and get more than 500,000 items that are ready for immediate shipment right now. They're largely the consumer electronics variety. There's some tools there, too. And they're at a 0% markup. This is true wholesale from Ingram Micro, which is the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, because Bitcoin Store is their goal is to get people using bitcoins as a currency, not to necessarily, you know, make money on profit. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with profit, and I'm sure they would agree with me. It's just there, you know, you have to have a unique selling proposition, and theirs is that you can use bitcoins and get a discount over pretty much any place else on the internet. Most items. Go check them out. BitcoinStore.com is the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items. And nobody can really track what you necessarily buy from Bitcoin Store. You don't have to give your real name or anything other than the address where you want the stuff sent. It's BitcoinStore.com.
All right, back to Amos, listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Amos, you called in asking if we would interview some people from an organization that is called the League of the South, and I presume you're bringing that up because we do talk about secession here on Free Talk Live. Of course, we told you that we don't really do interviews very often on Free Talk Live, but anybody's free to call in and bring up whatever. But I've got some immediate concerns with the League of the South, given that the first thing I saw on their website is that they don't, that they're condemning they're condemning sodomy right there on the front page of the site, which seems to be a kind of an anti-gay statement, as it's made in the kind of the context of the Duck Dynasty controversy. But go ahead with your comments, Amos. What is it that you value the organization for?
Well, I mean, you yourself say that it's important to assemble with like-minded people. And, you know, that's basically what you want to do in New Hampshire. And I'm very tempted to join you up in New Hampshire if this situation doesn't improve and if we don't get something better here in this end of the country.
Sure. Right. And I'm looking for like-minded people who are tolerant of allowing towards others, even if they may not agree with the other's personal choices, that they still support their right to make those choices and, you know, aren't speaking out against those people. So, you know, like, there's some really great gay people who are within the Liberty Movement, and they're fantastic. Of course, FlamingFreedom.com is a great website. It's an online radio show that is LGBT oriented and hosted by liberty oriented people. I mean, these are some of our best activists. So to just simply, you know, speak out against their sexual choices or some of their sexual choices, because certainly not everybody who's gay engages in sodomy, but to speak out against that is seems inappropriate. And so these would not be like-minded people on that aspect. But I support their right to you know, pursue secession, and I certainly support their right to say what they want, even if I don't agree with it.
Right. There may be some other states around the country or other groups, or parts of states, et cetera, you might want. I don't know, maybe they can call in too and we can see what they're about.
So are you a member of this organization?
I'm a supporter and a member.
What do they charge? I know there's some sort of dues.
It's not very much. It's, I think, maybe about $50 a year or something.
$50 a year. Yeah, that's not terrible. Now, do you feel like they're actually doing something besides running a website? Are they speaking, speaking engagements?
It's not as big as I would think it would be. I looked to where the national convention was last year, and the building it was in was a very big building. It certainly wasn't a hotel like you all have. For the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, the League of the South, I'm on their Facebook page, has about 1,300 Facebook likes, maybe about 1,400 Facebook likes, and I think the Free State Project's over 30,000.
Right, I don't think the League of the South has 1,300 members, really.
Facebook likes do not have any bearing on the membership of an organization. They could have a larger membership than 1,300, and they just aren't all on Facebook, or they could have a fraction of that, so you never know. Facebook numbers aren't really particularly useful for comparing, but generally, if an organization has more on Facebook, that does tend to say there is a level of popularity that they have attained that the other group has not. So there is that.
Right.
Amos, thanks for bringing it up.
Right. I'm just more concerned with self-determination and
I heard you, brother.
Local action.
I appreciate your call and thoughts tonight. Thank you for making it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Thoughts on the League of the South.
They're anti-immigrant.
Are they now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you find that on their website? Where did you determine that?
Yeah, I found it on their website. They're having a demonstration against Lindsey Graham and Southern demographic displacement. Few U.S. politicians have been as vocal in their support of bringing in third world immigrants and displacing the Southern people in their own land as has Senator Lindsey Graham.
I'm sure the Seminole tribe would be very interested in these Southern people in their land.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so yet another reason to not support this particular organization.
I can imagine, I can understand why people are so, find their land so important, because the federal government has claimed, don't they claim about two-thirds of all the land in the U.S.
Something
of all
like
these
that.
Parks and stuff? Especially west of the Mississippi, there's quite a bit of federal land that way.
So the people are forced to live on top of each other in some cases, but there's so much land in the world that land is not something that anybody should be fighting over. Unless,
oh, yeah.
I mean, we can fight the feds, I guess, for claiming, because they want more than their fair share. I just want my fair share, Ian.
What does that even mean, Johnny Ray?
Who knows?
How much land does a man need? 6 feet, I guess. 6 feet square.
So let's see here. Yeah, so another reason to oppose this particular group. If you like the idea of secession, then I would suggest checking out the Free State Project. It's not an explicitly secessionist group. There are probably people within the Free State Project who do not necessarily support secession, but I don't know any of them. Most people are pretty friendly towards those ideas, and most of the people that I know in the Free State Project are also friendly towards other people. They're welcoming towards people who have differing belief sets, whether that be religion or sexuality or whatever. Not necessarily saying sexuality is a belief, but you get my point. People with differing mindsets about things are welcome within the Free State Project, and that diversity, I think, is celebrated. Within this movement, and most of the people I know in this movement are also very positive towards immigration. And I mean, we're immigrants, right? I mean, we immigrated here from Florida, and Johnny Ray, you immigrated here to New Hampshire from North Carolina.
Let me go back for a second. I said that the feds had taken control over approximately two-thirds of the land in the U.S., and that the people were crowded on top of each other. I think that there may be, to a certain extent, that may be true, but I think people also choose to live on top of each other because people like other people, and they like to live near them and
some
have
people
all
love
those
the cities.
Amenities. Yeah.
They love it. I couldn't stand living in a city personally. It's just too many people in one place for me.
Right. Now, if you take the population of the world, I love these statistics. They confirm my biases about about how much resources people we all really do have access to. But I think if you took the entire population of the world, put them into a city with like the population density of New York or Mexico City or something, every single person would fit in an area the size of Texas.
I believe that is true.
Population density the size of like New York City?
Population density like New York City.
Oh, I bet it's a lot less than that.
I bet it is too.
If you give every individual, a breathing individual on the planet, human being on the planet, a 1 acre square, I believe it covers about a little less than the size of the United States.
So the math that I did was that if you took, I probably needlessly complicated it, but if you took the population of the world, split them all into 5-member families, then each one of those would fit in all of those people would fit in the lower 48, and they would have like 1.6 acres.
We will come back with more. Not that any of those things will ever happen, but it's interesting to show that there's plenty of open space out there. We'll come back here in the remaining moments, which are coming up, and I got the Satanist story still to get to here. What's their statue going to be that they proposed for the Oklahoma State House, and will they be able to erect it? It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You can get a list of things that you can do. Sometimes it's printing flyers out and posting them up in real life, or maybe sharing a status on your Facebook or Twitter or Google Plus that encourages your friends to go and check out Free Talk Live, the show that you enjoy. So there are a variety of things you can do, and promote.freetalklive.com will help you accomplish those things. It makes a big difference for us when you do. Again, promote.freetalklive.com. TalkLive.com. Finally, the follow-up on the Satanic Temple. But by the way, I want to let you know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Keenvention. Keenvention is back in 2014. We did it for the first time last year, and it was beyond my level of expectation as far as attendance to the Keenvention. There were about 100 people that were attending the event, and about 50, so about half of those people were people who paid for the tickets. The other half were guest speakers, people who were sort of invited to be a part of the event as speakers. So I'm hoping to do a little bit better in 2014, and if the initial ticket sales are any indication, we are going to do better in 2014. Within 24 hours or so of me announcing Keenvention at keenvention.info and on the Keenvention Facebook page about a week ago, within 24 hours, we had sold more tickets than it took me 5 months to sell in 2013.
It was a great event, that's why.
So, yeah, and I'm looking forward to it again this year. It's going to be coming up in November. Actually, it's the last. It's actually going to be a spooky convention. It's going to be Halloween, October 31st. and then November 1st and 2nd. So it's a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday. You'll have an excuse to come to New Hampshire again because you've got two excuses. You used to have two excuses per year. Now you've got a third. So you've got the Liberty Forum coming up in February. You've got the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up this summer, and then Keenvention in the fall to round out the year. It's a great excuse to come up, check out New Hampshire, meet some of the people that are already here, some of the great activists that have taken part. Johnny Ray, you were one of the speakers at this year's Keenvention.
Yes, I lacked focus, and but it was a great event.
It was good. And all of the videos, by the way, if you missed it, maybe you're not sure. Maybe you don't believe that it was such a great event. Well,
go
ahead.
It was warm. It was a very warm thing. I loved going there and seeing you guys and the atmosphere.
Warm, like intimate?
Yes.
Yeah.
It just felt...
It's a small convention. It's not a big, you know, thing. You can meet everybody at Keenvention.
It was a very friendly affair.
So, it was great, too, because people came from outside of New Hampshire and people came from inside New Hampshire to gather together. So it's like it's a fraction of the size of the Liberty Forum, you know, like a fifth of the size of the Liberty Forum.
Uh-huh.
And so it's more intimate. It's more friendly as a result of that. Not to say Liberty Forum's an unfriendly event. There's plenty of people there, and they're great people. It's just New Hampshire needed a convention to focus solely on activism, and that's what the Keenvention does. It's a real highlight of the various things that are happening here, rather than, say, like, the upcoming Liberty Forum, they're going to have Jeffrey Tucker, they're going to have Naomi Wolf, they're going to have, you know, these speakers who are great speakers.
Yeah,
and, like,
big names.
They're killer. But they don't live in New Hampshire, most of them. And they're coming here to speak, and that's good because it's going to bring people outside of New Hampshire here and all that. But Keenvention's thrust is different. You can go to keenvention.info. You can get your tickets now. The early bird ticket price is only $40 for the whole weekend. So go and grab your tickets while you still can. We're only going to pre-sell 100 of them this year. So we're actually putting a limit on the number of pre-sale tickets that are available. So lock yours in while you still can at keenvention.info. And go and watch videos from every single panel discussion. They actually all haven't been released. I'm releasing about one per week, so that we have time to watch one in 1 week, and then the next week we'll release another one, sort of serializing the release of the videos from Keenvention. And we've released about half of them so far. So I think the next one coming up will be JJ's closing speech from Saturday night, which was absolutely spectacular. And if you missed it in real life, the video will do a somewhat decent job of capturing the energy of that speech. So stay tuned over at keenvention.info. Follow the Facebook
page. We're talking about lack of focus.
What are you talking about, JJ?
He was making it up as he went along.
He did so awesome, too. He didn't actually, you're right, he totally didn't prepare for the speech. He just went up and literally threw it out there.
He's great. That's why JJ was such a good host of Free Talk Live. Why he's so much better than Johnny Ray.
Johnny's so self-deprecating.
I got the good looks and the charm and stuff, but JJ's got the... JJ's got. He's a better talker than
he has.
I
been,
am.
He's been doing it for a longer time, though. I mean, We had JJ on years ago on Free Talk Live.
That's true.
So anyway, please go to keenvention.info. You can follow the blog. You can also follow the Facebook page and click Click like on the Facebook page and then hover over it and then click get notifications, and that might help you get more of the notifications. Although it seems like Facebook keeps making it more and more difficult for pages to communicate with people that like those pages. Nonetheless, keenvention.info. All right, so the Satanic Temple, they're back in the news. In fact, I've actually had another Satanic Temple story sitting in my show prep about Florida. Mark, you and I were on a talk show in Florida on WSRQ a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
And the host of the show down there, Susan, was telling us about the story with the Satanic Temple in Florida, where they've done something similar as to what they're doing in Oklahoma, where they've got up, apparently the state house in Florida has allowed certain religious groups to put up displays inside the state house, inside the Capitol building, and they're denying the Satanic Temple to be able to put up a religious display.
Now the people of Florida are going to be paying a big old settlement to the Satanic Church.
Well, it seems like that's what they're setting them up for here is a lawsuit, and they should sue them because this is not right. If the government's going to allow one religion to put up a display, they should allow all religions to put up the display, and that's the argument the Satanic Temple is making. They had requested to display a kiosk adorned with an angel falling into a pit of flames and the words "Happy Holidays" from the Satanic Temple. So this wasn't This wasn't intended to be a permanent display. It was only intended to be a holiday display because somebody had put up like a manger scene, for instance. And so the department's position, they say in their rejection letter, quote, is that your proposed display is grossly offensive during the holiday season. And so they have rejected it. However, they have allowed six displays from various groups. And the organization, the Satanic Temple's Lucian Greaves, says it was not our intention to offend. Like the nativity scene, it presents an image from a biblical story, which is shared with other religious traditions besides our own. In addition, a positive sentiment of happy holidays is displayed. Happy holidays from the Satanic Temple. The ACLU, by the way, is criticizing the state's decision. I don't know if a lawsuit has been filed. Now, in other Satanic Temple news, they're back at it in Oklahoma. We had talked about how there's an Oklahoma Christian group that has put up a $10,000 monument to the Ten Commandments. It's very prominent. It's right, obviously, out in front of the entrance to the State House building. It's the only one that's there, the only religion that yet has something in front of the State House. And so the Satanic Temple, if they are successful, will be the second religion to put something up there. According to the story at rawstory.com, the 7-foot-tall monument that they have proposed, and there's a design here, like a 3D-rendered design, would include a goat-headed Baphomet figure sitting cross-legged on a stone slab flanked by two smiling children.
Yeah, everybody's going to like that, the big devil goat thing.
Right, the devil goat thing.
You've seen the picture, right, Mark?
Yes, I did.
With yeah, it's fantastic. With the kids there, the kids are the best part.
Yes, the kids are there at either side of his legs, and then, of course, behind the goat, behind Baphomet, is a pentagram as well, just to kind of complete the display. According to the story, the monument will also include quotes from poets Lord Byron and William Blake. The monument that I say, Lucian Greaves again, has been designed. I don't know if the Satanic Temple has a church outside of New York, because it's the same spokesperson who's doing this for both Oklahoma and Florida, and the church is based in New York, so I think it's just basically that's it. It's only in New York. Anyway, Lucian Graves says, the monument has been designed to reflect the views of Satanists in Oklahoma City and beyond. The statue will serve as a beacon, calling for compassion and empathy among all living creatures. The statue will also have a functional purpose as a chair, where people of all ages may sit on the lap of Satan for inspiration and contemplation. The group offered to donate the monument last month after State Rep Mike Ritze and conservative Christians were allowed to erect their Ten Commandments monument on the State House grounds. Lawmakers in Oklahoma, however, have insisted the Satanists should not be given the same treatment as Christians. Representative Earl Sears from Bartlesville, where we are heard, by the way, on KWON on weekends, says, this is a faith-based nation and a faith-based state. I think it's very offensive they would contemplate or even have this kind of conversation. Well, wait a minute. Don't the Satanists have faith, too?
Of course they do.
So other
silly faith, but faith nonetheless.
Other groups, including PETA and the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, have also asked for their own displays. The Oklahoma City Capital Preservation Commission placed a moratorium on new monuments at the State House. But the Satanic Temple insists that erecting a monument of their own is within their constitutional rights. And I agree with them. They're looking to raise $20,000 by January 17th to build this monument. We'll keep you in the loop as we learn more. And we'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowing!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold, use as directed.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.